Up next, psychologist Gabor Mate tells us about the relationship between anti-Semitism and the criticism of Israel.
Yes, there's anti-Semitism in the world. And there will be some anti-Semites who will use the actions of Israel to prove how evil Jews are. There are some people like that. There always have been people like that. But anti-Semitism has got nothing to do with Jews in the sense that it doesn't originate from anything that Jews do or don't do. Anti-Semitism, like all forms of racism, originates in some sickness of the soul and the mind. In the racist. Racism is rising in today's world. If you want to see racism, look what happens to Muslims in Europe right now, in France. Want to see racism, look at anti-Muslim sentiments in North America. There's also rising anti-Semitism in North America. Absolutely true. As society is fragmenting, getting more toxic, you're going to see more and more racism. The question is, does criticism of Israel contribute to that? Well, and especially I've been told, apart from the fact that I've been told that I betrayed my own people, well, no, I didn't. Because I don't identify my own people with the state of Israel. It's the state of Israel that identifies Jews with its actions. But I don't. But think about it for a minute. I don't know how you feel about the war in Ukraine, but most people would agree that Russia had no right to invade Ukraine. Most people would agree with that. Now, does that make you anti-Russian if you criticize that action? Or does it make you anti-war? Or maybe even anti-Putin? That's the first question. The second question is, if all Russians you knew all around the world supported the invasion of Ukraine, which they don't, but if they all did, which would make you more anti-Russian? If all Russians in the world with the one voice supported the invasion of Ukraine, or if you saw legitimate debate amongst Russians, and Russians, some of them escaped not to be in the army, and some of them criticized their government, and some of them denounced it. Which is more likely to make you anti-Russian? But for God's sakes, when Holocaust survivors, and I'm not the only one, people, there are many, stand up against what's happening in Palestine, against the actions of the Israeli government. When Jews got arrested in New York for protesting the war, when Jews got arrested in Jerusalem for protesting the war, when Emir Haas, when Ilan Pappi, when Gideon Levy, when other Israelis speak out against the oppression of Palestinians, is that going to increase anti-Semitism? Or will the people see, non-Jews see, that Jews are like everybody else, there's differences of opinion? But you can't pin the actions of a government on a whole people. Now, which is more likely to support anti-Semitism? Jewish silence, right or wrong, or Jewish speaking out, right or wrong? So this argument that criticizing Israel, especially by Jews, foments anti-Semitism, I mean, it's just so illogical, it's barely even worth talking about.